you. I tell you, it's good to be here tonight in the Lord's house. Good to have Tracy, my wife, with me. And Miss Mildred and Brother William from our church are with us tonight. But I'll tell you more than that, it's good to know the good Lord's here. Amen. When the choir got through singing, I kind of got upset. I wanted to hear more. Praise the Lord. And I like that. I like that good singing. And I just can't help but helping. Praise the Lord. I've got to get in there somewhere and help. I'm glad I'm saved. I used to say I wouldn't give an angel a nickel to tell me I'm saved, but I wouldn't give him a half a penny. Praise the Lord. I was there when it happened about 1973 at the old Floyd Road Baptist Church, old sanctuary. I'm glad, dear friend, the Holy Spirit came my way. And I'm glad He saved my soul. And listen, I've got good news. It gets gooder and gooder. Praise the Lord. To know that God's in our heart. Joy to be with you. We have really been looking forward to being with you tonight. I want to read in your hearing, dear friend, in Ruth, chapter number 2. And in verses 8 through about verse number 16. And the Bible said then, said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young man that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go to the vessels and drink of that which the young man have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why has I found favor in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It has fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, for that thou hast spoken friendly until thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded the young man, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not, and let fall some handfuls on purpose for her, and leave them that she might glean them, and rebuke her not. Our Father, I thank you for this place. I thank you, Lord, for the place, dear Father, that is set aside for the worship of Jesus Christ. I thank you that I felt your presence when I pulled in the yard. I praise you for it. Now, Father, touch us now. In your name we pray, amen. And amen, thank you. And you might be seated. Now, keep your Bibles open tonight. I'll be going almost verse by verse. But in verse number 8 is our text verse tonight, where the Bible said, Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here. I want to preach on tonight on staying in the field, on staying in the field. Sometimes some other field might look a little better, but we need to stay in the field where God has put us. I don't know about you tonight, but I am just thankful God's put me in a field, a place of service, to where that I can worship the Lord. But let me give you two things tonight by way of introduction. First, what led her to this field? What led her to this field. You'll find in chapter 1 and in verse number 6, you'll find that she heard that God has blessed His people. You want to fill a church up? You get it out that God has blessed His people. I believe it's in Mark chapter number 2 when the Bible said when the Lord got in the house and He began to preach, that the house got so full unto no one else. Okay, let me tell you, if God ever gets in the house, He's going to get out of the house. He's always bigger than anything that He gets in. I'm glad tonight that sometime God comes on the scene and He gets in my hands. Sometime He gets in my feet. Hey, thank the Lord. Sometime He gets on my mouth. I've just got to praise Him. What led her to the field? She heard somebody told her God's a blessing the people of God. And I'm glad tonight He's still in the blessing business. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm glad she heard. I didn't come to tell you doom tonight. I come to tell you, yes, we can. In Jesus' name, He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, she heard that God had blessed His people. But then she loved Naomi. Look at verse 16. She said, entreat me not to leave thee. For whether thou goest, I'll go. Whether thou lodgest, I'll lodge. Thy people will be my people. Thou God, I'm glad tonight. If you want somebody to fall in love with Jesus, you fall in love with Jesus, and they'll fall in love with you. I'm glad she came because she loved Naomi. But then I'm glad she came because in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, she told her about Boaz. You remember the day someone told you about Jesus Christ? You remember the day you found out how lost you was and how great He is? You remember the day someone told you He was merciful, He was kind? I'm glad to know that someone preached about Jesus to me. Not only what led her to the field, but what was the field? Well, you find in chapter 1 and verse number 22, if you don't shout at this, I'm going to go home. Amen. She did not come at the end of the harvest. Did this side get it? She didn't come at the end of the harvest. Can I tell you something? I hear this old crowd milking their chin, talking about how bad things are. Can I tell you, God did not place me in a land of poverty. God placed me right in the middle of everything. She didn't come at the end of it. He put her, slapped her at the beginning of it. Amen. Can I tell you something, honey? I'm glad I'm in the milk and the honey flow. He didn't put me at the end. He placed me right at the beginning of everything. I like it. Amen. Amen. I know times are hard, but God's still in charge of the times. Say amen. And when all of this thing is settled, I'll still be able to say, I've not seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. I'm glad to tell you tonight, she was not in the something business. She was in the plenty business. Well, I'm glad God placed her. Not at the beginning. But then you'll find in chapter 2, verse number 18, it's a place of sharing. Amen. I pity these folks that act like they got something, but they don't want you to have it. Can I tell you something? If God saves you, He ain't gonna take an ounce from me. I'm glad to tell you tonight, hey, We need to tell somebody about how wonderful he was. Well, she placed. But then notice in verse 2 and verse 3, it was a place of labor. That as she was leaning, she was picking up what had been left behind. Now, don't you look this way tonight. If crumbs is all God will give me, crumbs is all that I need. I'd rather have God's crumbs than the devil's best. Can I tell you something? I'm glad God can take a little and God can make a lot of it. I'm glad I serve a God tonight and said little is much when God is in. Hallelujah. Let me give you four or five things about sin. First, in verse 9, I'm glad there's protection in the field. What did he say in verse 9? He said, having I charged the young man that they should not touch thee. And may I say tonight, as long as I stay in the field, I'm glad I'm protected by all of the wolves. Do you know what the devil wants to do to you? He wants to separate you from your local assembly. He wants to get you out where you're by yourself and nobody's there to help you. And when he gets you out where you're by yourself and nobody can help you, he's going to pounce on you. But thank God, I'm in the family of God. I'm surrounded by the people of God. If the devil comes, I'm going to say, help me, surround me. I want to say to you now, hey, we're protected from the wolves. Amen. Home after home is being destroyed because they've left this book. Amen. Say amen. Somebody said, oh, Brother Vernon, ain't you in back? Yes, but I've been married longer than some of you. In fact, I'm so in fact I like it. Say amen. But can I tell you something? As far as me and my house, I want to be found in serving the Lord. There's some wolves out there and they want to destroy you. I'm protected from the wolves. But then, I'm protected from the world. Can I have a moment in shadow while? I'm glad tonight when I get in the house of God, I'm in a place that's separated, a place that's sanctified, a place where the world stays out there. I'm glad tonight. Hey, as long as I stay in the field, I'm protected from the wolves. But then I'm protected from wandering. Amen. We got a crowd that wants to wander. I tell you what wandering will do. Wandering will confuse you. Wandering will hurt you. You say, Brother Verma, we need to stop wandering and get in. Well, I'm glad there's protection in the field. But then look at verse number 9 again. There's provisions in the field. I'm glad first there's water for the thirsty. Y'all ain't got no water, but I do. Say amen. And you say, Brother Vernon, every time I get thirsty, there's cool water from heaven. I'm glad there is water. And he's telling to her, Ruth, when you get hot, when you get thirsty, when you need to refresh, there's some water. It's already drawn for you. All you got to do is just come get you a drink. Hallelujah. There's water for the thirsty. But then you'll find in verse 14, there's food for the hungry. Can I give you some Alabama Hebrew? When the Bible said she was some fast, that in Alabama Hebrew means she was plum stuffed. Tracy and I went the other night. We had Saturday night, Friday night, one of those nights. We went to Catfish Den there at the house. And I got, listen, I wanted to get all I could eat. She wouldn't let me. So I got the three catfish. And that man come back and he said, "Preacher, how you like it?" I said, "Boy, it's good. Hey, I had the waddle going out. Praise God. Aren't you glad when we come to the house of God? Hey, I'm glad." He sent a full course meal. And he said, "Drink all you want. Eat all you want. I'm glad there's a table buffet." I used to preach this wrong. I used to say we sop at God's table. How many knows what sopping is? You get you one of them good old cathead biscuits. If you never had cathead biscuits and sorghum syrup, I don't know if you're saved. Get you some butter in there. Say amen now. Hallelujah. Amen. And boy, when the sorghum syrup got low, you begin to sop the rest of it up. And I used to preach about sopping at God's table. And Jesus said, "Son, what you got to sop? There's plenty of mercy. There's plenty of grace. There's plenty of forgiveness. I'm glad it never runs out. You don't have to sop at the table of God. All you got to do is come here and eat and eat and eat and eat again." Would you please excuse me? I'm getting ready to do some eating. Oh! Hey, can I tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven when they... Listen. I believe on my feeble shaft. I believe when he got to the king's table, I believe he had a T-bone steak in one hand, a pork chop in the other, gravy coming down one side, honey down the other. I believe he looked over, and I believe he said, "This sure does beat Lodibar." Amen. I cannot tell you tonight, this sure does beat the world. I'm glad God's got everything I need. Well, there's water for the thirsty. There's victuals for the hungry. But then there's rewards for the labor in verse 12. He said, when you're hot and tired, just come here and get under my wing. Me and my daddy used to raise chickens. We'd raise white leggings and dominickers, all those chickens. And I didn't know what, how many knows what it means for a hen to sit? How many knows when a hen's sitting, you don't bother her? I learned the hard way. Daddy said, "Son, that hen sitting." I said, "No, she's sitting on me eggs and we need them." And while I went there and put my hand trying to get them eggs, I like to lose three fingers. Amen. And when them old eggs hatched, that old hen was always under submission out to that old rooster. But boy, when them eggs hatched and that old rooster come against them, daddy would say, "Watch it." Oh, that old mother chicken stretched out her wings and she began to cluck, and those hens come under her. Aren't you glad? I can hear the cluck of Jesus Christ saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." I'm glad tonight there's wings I can get under. Well, there's protection in the field. There's provisions in the field. But then there's praise in verse 10 in the field. First, his praise humbled her. How do you know? She bowed down before him. Do you know, listen, God's not in this proud crowd. But God is in that crowd that humbles himself before Jesus Christ. And I'm glad she humbled His grace. And can I tell you something? Why in the world did God love Vernon Ray Palmer? I remember when Tracy and I met her in high school. And I didn't want to get turned down, so I sent a friend over there to ask her if she'd date me. She didn't know me, but I knew her. I had my eyes on her. And they said, the vermin wants to know if you'll date him. And she said, what's a vermin? See, that didn't help me. But can I tell you, I've never been to Jesus that He said, who is vermin? I'm glad He knows me by name. And I'm glad I know His voice. I'm glad to tell you tonight, hey, I'm glad there's praise in the field. Hey, His presence humbled her. But then His unending grace confounded her. She said, why? She knew who she was. Listen, I'll tell you something. Do you know what some of these high-browed places need to realize? Amen. Don't make me put an amen down here. Come on now. They need to realize where they come from. I was in a miry pit. I was getting deeper every single day. I could not climb my way out. I could not pray my way out. But one day, He came by and He pulled me out. Place me on the solid rock. Establish my goings. His grace. It confounds me. It confounds me. But then His love amazed her. She said, I am a stranger. Why would you take knowledge of me? In fact, one of the verses said, I'm not like the other maidens. I'm different. You know why? She was an outsider that was about to become an insider. You see, dear friend, to a lot of folks, I come on the wrong side. But to God, His love amazed me. Well, I want you to notice, there's provisions, there's protection, there's praise. But look with us at verse 13. I'm glad there's peace in the field. That peace comforted her from the famine. She did not come in full. She came in empty. Do you know the greatest thing for preachers is when I go home tonight, if I've given everything I've got, sometimes I cry myself to sleep because there's nothing else to give. But until God empties us, God can never fill us. And it comforted her from the famine. Not only did it comfort her from the famine, it comforted her from her family. She was a Gentile in a Jewish world. A world that considered her as dogs. But oh, I praise the God that God looked beyond my faults and God saw my needs and God saved me even though I was a dirty, rotten, filthy sinner. Boy, His praise. Comforted her from the family. But then it comforted her from her future. In Lodebar, there is no future. I mean, in Moab, there is no future. No future. No future. Someone said, oh, preacher, I got to climb the ladder. Can I tell you something, honey? You can climb up to the President of the United States and still die and go to hell. Well, let me close with this. Her protection, the field, provisions, praise, and there's peace. Now, Tracy tells me this in the Word, but I'm going to use it anyway. In verse number 16, there's plentiful food in the field. I didn't look it up because I don't want to know if that's a word or not. I don't want to have to take it out. Here's what she did. She was a gleaning in the field, following the reapers, picking up what they left behind. And all of a sudden she walked up and she said, "Wait a minute, this ain't right." I believe she hollered ahead and said, "Hey, fellas, there's a hole in your bag." This middle don't get it. Do y'all get it? "Hey, there's a hole in your bag." She said, "Well, I'll take it." And she walked a little bit farther and she said, "Hey, there's a hole in your bag. Don't you see?" And I believe all of a sudden it dawned on her, there ain't no hole in nobody's bag. The Redeemer, the one that owned the field, is a drop in her, some handfuls on purpose to where she can rejoice in these last days. If I run, would it scare you? Somebody move, I'm on top of these benches. My legs were long enough, I'd do it. Every now and then, God puts me. I know the Bible don't say. That next verse, 17, it said that she went in and worked up that she gleaned. But now, she didn't glean the handfuls. Gleaning, thank you, Holy Spirit. Gleaning is getting what somebody accidentally left behind. Watch out. I believe what they dropped was the finished product. I don't think she hit. Listen, you ain't got to work up, honey, what God drops you. And there she was. And you know what it made her do? Thank you, Holy Ghost. It made her one of the following. And she said, "Maybe they'll drop me some more. Hallelujah. I'm glad all along the way. He drops and drops and drops to where I can pick up." Three things will be close. First, that plentiful food was plentiful for today. Amen. We worry about tomorrow. Well, tomorrow may never get here. But I'm glad God has given me something plentiful for today. If we're not careful, we won't enjoy what He's gave us today because we're worried about what we might not have tomorrow. Plentiful food for today. When Tracy and I first started out, and about a year and a half after we was married, Jason, our first boy, came. And now God's blessed us. We got three boys, but they're all grown and married. And God's blessed us with four beautiful granddaughters. Well, thank God for them girls. Listen, I carried one of them shopping. I don't know nothing about them girls now. You got to understand that. And I was going to buy her a dress. She's about 4 years old. And she said, "Papa, it's got to match my eyes." And I said, "All right." And then I finally found her dress. I said, "All right, honey, we got to go." And she said, "Papa, where you're going?" I said, "Well, we got the dress, bless God. What else?" She said, "What about the accessories?" Did you know not only does God give me what I need, He accessorizes me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Hey. But there's a time, Tracy and I, honest. I was in between jobs. Couldn't hire nobody to hire me. And we had siphoned gas out of my truck in the car to go to church. We just didn't. And we woke up one day and Tracy said, "This is all the food." Jason drank a special formula. It was expensive. And Brother Amon Peters, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't call nobody. I felt like I felt terrible. I went and prayed. And old Brother Amon Peters had run the Bolton Pharmacy off of Bolton Road in Atlanta. Knocked at my door, and Brother Amon was crying. And old Brother Amon said, and when he started talking, I saw the cases of formula, and they was exactly what he drank. Woo! He said, God told me to bring you 3 cases. I said, Brother Amon, give them here. Give them here. Hey! But then I went to the mailbox. And Georgia Power and the Gas Company sent us a rebate check. And I walked in and I said, Sister Palmer, we didn't have nothing for breakfast. We're going to have a T-bone steak tonight. There's a God in heaven that said, I'll supply all of your needs. Well, there's plenty of food for tomorrow. Before tomorrow gets here, God's already got it ready. But then there's plentiful food for your table. Now look at this, and I'll close. Naomi, when she came back, she said at the ending of chapter 1, she said, call me no more Naomi, but call me Mara. She said, for God has dealt bitterly. But because of her faith to lead Ruth where to go, not only was Ruth blessed, but Naomi was blessed because of the blessings of Ruth. I like this song. I don't know if anybody here sings it. But they sang, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup's overflowed. Can I help you tonight? There is some people that never get blessed unless they get splashed on what's dripping out of your saucer. But I'm glad God said He'll allow my cup to overflow. I told a church one time, I said, some has cup religion, but I've got dump truck religion. If you ever heard them big old dump trucks backing up and it's got that sound beep, beep, beep. If you hear something beeping tonight, that's my Holy Ghost dump truck. And I want God just to fill it up to where I can help others. I want to ask you tonight, God don't want you to leave the field. But God wants us to stay in. Because everything that we need is in the field. Would you stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed? Amen. I wonder tonight, while they come play something, if they would, real softly, or whatever God leads. I just wonder tonight how many, listen. Sometimes I'm neglectful to thank God for the little things. But friends, I've got shoes on my feet tonight because God provided. I've got clothes on my back. Because God's provided. And I know in a congregation this size, there's plenty of needs. There's plenty of burdens. And I want you to come too. But I wonder, when is the last time you just came and thanked God for the field that He put you in? When is the last time you just came and thanked Him for the Savior that loved you? When is the last time that you've come and just praised Him? Not that you don't have needs. Not that you don't have burdens. But that you just want to come tonight and say, Father, I want to thank You for the field. I want to thank You for the place. I want to thank You for the house of God. I want to thank You for the men of God, for the teachers, for the singers, for the choir, for the musicians. Father, I just want to thank You for blessing me. You ought to feel that you're in the best church in this county. God, thank You for the field. Thank You for the place.